Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 4, 1805. Plans to leave today. Yesterday, the captains determined to set out from Fort Mandan today, but never quite got around to actually shoving off. Some delay kept the corps in place for three more days. The captains have been busy over the last 2 days, writing dispatches to send back down to Missouri with the party returning to St. Louis. Clark has written a note that he is sending his journal to President Jefferson in its original state. He instructs Jefferson to keep the journal until he calls for it, or some friend, if he should not return. Today he writes,
"A blustering day. The clerks of the Northwest Company leave us. We are arranging all things to set out. Captain William Clark, April 4, 1805.
The departure from Fort Mandan marks the beginning of a new phase of the adventure for the Corps of Discovery. The keelboat was to leave for St. Louis, with a crew and passengers consisting of most of the French watermen, Mr. Graveline, 6 soldiers, 2 Frenchmen, and 1 Arikara Indian, all commanded by Richard Worthington, a corporal in the U.S. Army. The rest of the corps, including Charbonneau, now an enlisted member of the permanent party, Sacagawea, and Pomp, will continue the westerly journey with the captains. As they travel across what is now Montana, there will be few encounters with any Indians. Grizzly bears, high winds, and prickly pear cactus will be constant causes of concern. Many new specimens of animals and plants will be catalogued in Montana. Stay tuned for this most exciting part of the journey. Tomorrow, wind very high.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.